is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. New York's accused CEO shooter will remain in an Altoona, Pennsylvania jail for now, but New York Governor Kathy Hochul has just said she'll sign an arrest warrant for his extradition as soon as it's written. He's charged with the murder of United Healthcare's Brian Thompson, and witnesses say Luigi Mangione was combative from the time he arrived at the courthouse for today's hearing.
The suspect in the killing of United Healthcare's CEO has been denied bail. Luigi Mangione is also contesting his extradition from Pennsylvania to New York. At the McDonald's where he was arrested, we learned it was a customer who thought they recognized Mangione and told an employee to call police. Larry is a regular at the Altoona fast food restaurant.
One guy said, "That looks like the shooter from New York." Well, then we laughed, and I guess he placed his order, and we just went on about our business.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Red flag warnings remain up in Southern California, where high winds have quickly pushed a wildfire in Malibu to more than 2,200 acres. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
The Franklin fire started at 11 o'clock last night. In 2 hours, it exploded to 900 acres. 30 minutes later, it had doubled in size. Thousands of people are still under a mandatory evacuation. Many were woken up by emergency alerts on their phone and had to escape through a wall of fire.
Some of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks have been talking to Republican senators on Capitol Hill. So is Kash Patel, Trump's choice to run the FBI, replacing Director Christopher Wray. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham was asked about that.
I like Director Wray, but I think it's time for a fresh start at the FBI.
He's got a sprained wrist and some cuts, but Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell's office says he's doing well after a fall at the Capitol. CBS's Allison Key.
It happened after the Republicans' weekly conference lunch, and Leader McConnell had spoken during the event. He was seen walking back to his Capitol office, followed by a medical team. McConnell's successor, Republican Senator John Thune, says the 82-year-old is fine.
The fall of the Assad regime has one American family hoping for the return of the son who was kidnapped in Syria 12 years ago. Journalist Austin Tice was covering the Syrian civil war when he was abducted. His father, Mark, tells CBS News while other prisoners are being released, he's hopeful for his son's return.
A lot of people were in much, more serious conditions than he is, but we're confident that, one of those doors is going to be open and Austin's going to come out.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the proposed merger between supermarket chains Kroger and Albertsons, said to be worth $25 billion. Wall Street, the Dow lost 154 points, the DAX down 49. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There's a meeting tonight to talk about a major Racine County road due for an upgrade. The state DOT is hosting a public meeting regarding the Green Bay Road reconstruction project. The work will span from Highway 20 to Highway 11. The meeting is taking place at the Mount Pleasant Lutheran Church. It's going to get cold. Temperatures are expected to drop to the teens by Thursday, and wind chills could reach 10 below zero. While you may see flurries in the short term, warmer weather could bring rain this weekend. Those needing assistance with the cold can call 211 for local warming center information. Uline has unveiled its new mother of all warehouses. It's a massive 1.4 million square foot distribution center located in Kenosha County near the Cheese Castle. The new facility expands Uline's total footprint in the area to more than 10 million square feet. A Kenosha company has agreed to pay over $500,000 to settle allegations from the EPA. It was regarding the sale of unregistered pesticides. Beckart Environmental, Inc. faced claims that it sold products without proper registration, although they deny any wrongdoing. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team is on the road taking on Illinois. The Badgers dropped in the rankings from 11 to 20th after back-to-back losses to Michigan and Marquette. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Magic in Milwaukee for another NBA Cup game. Damian Lillard only scored 11 points in Sunday's win over the Brooklyn Nets. It snapped a six-game streak of 25 points or more per game for Dame. Doc Rivers.
He struggled a little bit early, but I thought down the stretch. He was clutch and got it going, made right plays. He's not going to have 40 every night. He's not even going to be great every night. No one is.
NFL, the Packers reviewed the tape of their game against the Lions.
We kind of went through the game recap today and just playing consistent football. I think there was a lot of opportunities in that game where we had advantages that we didn't capitalize on. And I think it always comes back to just doing the little things the right way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 20s. Some snow showers developing tomorrow. High peaks at 30, then temps fall through the 20s in the afternoon as the wind picks up. There could be some minor accumulations. Much colder Wednesday night and Thursday.
Right now it's 31.
Diamond on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. A big, big thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everybody who texted in today in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Statewide Contest. When is your next chance to win, you ask? Well, it's tomorrow morning with Don Rosen in the 7 a.m. hour. He will give you the next keyword in that Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. So good luck from WRJN.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night. While I live right above you, I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh my sweetness,
means you'll meet me in the hallway. Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh my darling,
knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
WRJ.
Confusion.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman and Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing okay. And this time of year, do you enjoy a good adult beverage every once in a while?
Nah, not so much.
No? That's not you, huh?
No, I ain't got anything against it. But no, I just normally don't.
According to a study from the University of Pittsburgh, people who live in colder climates consume more alcohol than people who live in warmer climates.
Yeah, and a lot of these studies are they leave out that we live in Wisconsin. So I think these numbers are always kind of skewed. You always see the nationwide numbers about how many people are drinking and how much drinking is going on, and it's always Wisconsin that's leading things. Yeah. So when you get these type of things, but do tell me more.
Well, according to the study, cold weather increases warm blood flow from the skin, and the study's findings suggest that people reach for booze when it's cold outside to keep toasty. So yeah, the colder the weather, the more the consumption goes up.
Sure thing, Doc. You get a prescription for that?
Well, it's good news for my wife. She sells wine for a living, so.
Oh, well, there you go. Mm-hmm. And in other news.
There you go. There's Stuart J. Waddles keeping us up to date. And
I'll take two.
He's teetotaling over there. Stuart J. Waddles.
I'll take two.
On WRJN.
Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. The six horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Day number 6 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your one-stop shop for selection, service, and convenience. Don't miss the liquor department's box gift sets that are sure to impress. Plus, Saturday, December 21st, from 10 to 11:30 a.m., meet one of the greatest offensive linemen in pro football history, Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
It's Ben E. King and Stand By Me on WRJN. When is your next chance of snow? It's tomorrow afternoon, but first, mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 23. Tomorrow, there is a 40% chance of snow, mainly afternoon. Mostly cloudy tomorrow and a high of 29. We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too, on WRJN.
Jingle bell, jingle bell.
glad. With flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into the land.
Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green sickle turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
For listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a meeting tonight to talk about a major Racine County road due for an upgrade. The state DOT is hosting a public meeting regarding the Green Bay Road reconstruction project. The work will span from Highway 20 to Highway 11. At the event tonight, people can learn about the new design, the timeline, and the bike and pedestrian changes. The meeting is taking place at the Mount Pleasant Lutheran Church. Temps in the teens and it'll feel even colder. The area is bracing for a cold snap this week, with temperatures plummeting to the teens by Thursday and wind chills potentially going below zero. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Those needing help dealing with the cold can call 211 for a local listing of warming centers. The big building behind the Cheese Castle is called the Mother of All Warehouses. Uline has opened up a massive warehouse. It's a 1.4 million square foot distribution center in Kenosha County. The state-of-the-art facility, which began shipping operations this month, is expected to create over 200 new jobs in the area. The addition brings Uline's total footprint in Kenosha County to over 10 million square feet. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 20s. Some snow showers developing tomorrow. High peaks at 30, then temps fall through the 20s in the afternoon as the wind picks up. There could be some minor accumulations. Much colder Wednesday night and Thursday. Right now it's 31.
WRJN.
So your heart broke. just sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Can we listen? Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And now a song from the Beach Boys. Now, this was a traditional West Indies tune about a sunken boat. It was adapted in 1951 by Lee Hayes of the Weavers and revived in 1960 by Lonnie Donegan. But in 1966, the Beach Boys did it. It's Sloop John B. on WRJN.
We come on the Sloop John B.
Stop.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits. So listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN. All the leaves are fine. Elvis Presley on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and America has a weight problem. Of course, you knew that already. Fortunately, Americans know who or what the culprit is themselves. In a survey, most Americans believe the responsibility for our country's fat problem rests squarely in our own hands. More than half of respondents cited poor eating habits as the primary reason we're overweight, while 27% said too much time on the couch and too little at the gym are to blame. Only 2% blamed the marketing of unhealthful foods for excess pounds.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Oh, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
W-R-J-N.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time in crime and gruesome crystals fall. The punch.
as sweet as the punch.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and a little bit later, it's Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WRJN. Thank you for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Luigi Mangione has been denied bail in Altoona, Pennsylvania. He's fighting his extradition to New York in the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. His attorney, Thomas Dickey, moments ago.
I'm pleased with our relationship. I think we've made a strong bond, and I'm looking forward to moving forward, helping him out.
Dickey says he hasn't seen any evidence that Mangione was the shooter. Investigators, of course, say otherwise, and New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she'll sign a warrant for his extradition.